Hello there. Y'all, Big Fatty, I thought you couldn't join us today because you're going to be on the cruise of a lifetime. Oh, that wasn't a sound effect. I thought you...
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, well, I... No. Don't fart on... When I said do your best, Big Fatty, I didn't mean to fart on the camera, so...
Oh, I didn't. No.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
you
big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the surprise Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, the 23rd of August, 2022, and he's on a vacation year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, y'all, I just checked on the villa. We'll get into that more later. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. Even when there's a special guest who does not have on any clothes, he can't get it right. Joining me today is not Big Fatty, but it's Little Fatty or Little Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Young Nicholas. Say hi, Young Nicholas.
Hi.
Y'all, my only instructions were just act like Big Fatty for 15 seconds. And so he burped. And I find that very appropriate. Now... Y'all, if you don't know... And I'm sure you all know by now, Big Fatty is on the cruise of a lifetime. I don't know where he is today, and we can't be kept up because y'all can't figure out how to post internationally. So there's not been a BFO.
Figure out the inner tubes.
The inner tubes are so hard, y'all. There hasn't been a BFO. I think there was Fridays came out on like Sunday, but there has not been one Monday, Tuesday. So y'all, he's going to just load them all up. He's very concerned about it, but because he couldn't be here, Young Nicholas actually reached out to me after he got called out on the little show, and I texted him back and he said I'd be happy to co-host. And so I said, well, okay. And y'all, he canceled on me like 15 times, but today, yeah, I was on my way home from work and hi, I'm ready. And I was like, well, I'm not home. So we're doing the little show and we're going to get to know Young Nicholas.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Now, how have you been since the fat one has left the country? Have you survived?
I've done my best. It's unfortunate that I can't go over there all the time because of, moving into my new place.
Okay. Well, y'all, have you seen the photos that Granny has been posting on the Face Space?
I have.
I know. Well, see, you're like, oh, I have. It looks like so much fun. And I'm saying, oh, there's no way I'm picking them up from the airport without a hazmat suit. Like, that was the first thing that came to mind. I shared it with Extra Special right. Chris, and he's like, absolutely not. And I was like,
hazmat suit.
Right. And also, I'm just going to throw bananas in the back to see who chases them. Y'all,
see how they react.
They're on Odyssey of the Seas, which is one of the newest cruise ships in Royal Caribbean's lineup. I don't think it's the largest or anything, but it is. I mean, it's big. Don't get me wrong. It's not small. But y'all, it was a sea of people. It was a sea of people in Granny's photos that he was posting. Doc Stone has also been posting photos on the Instagram, and his are like, oh, it's very, he was in, when they were in Rome, he was posting photos of the Sistine Chapel and, the Colosseum with all of these incredible, captions. And yeah. And then Granny's like, naked boys. So, that's how
well,
it's
that's
going
Granny for you.
Yeah. Well, right. Exactly. Now, you know Granny better than I do. And Granny, Doc Stone is sharing a room with Granny. So really, this is a little late. I know, but if you had one piece of advice for Dr. Stone, what would it be?
Keep a pillow between you and Granny at all times.
Right.
Because you don't want just a tip.
I'm got to add that vomit sound effect at any minute. Y'all, I mean, the only thing worse would be if you were sharing a room with a nip. So, yeah.
That is true. Yeah. That's true.
Speaking of some breaking news,
Did you kill his plants?
Look, y'all, you heard on the BFO about my walk around and my plant explanation. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And it was very specific. Well, ever since they left, it has rained. I mean, it is just monsooned. Monsooned. There was like about an inch and a half of rain a day. So I haven't had to do anything to the Nip's plants, but finally, it was sunny today, so I went over there. Y'all went over, checked on the Nip's plants. Everything was okay. Added a little water to some that looked a little parched, that maybe hadn't gotten any rain. I don't know what the Nip has left his air conditioner on, but it was running wide open the entire time I was there. And if you don't live in the South, you may not know this, but ours, the air handlers are inside, and when the warm air from inside passes across the cooling fins, which then cools the air, puts it back out in your house, it produces moisture. The moisture falls into a pan and then either drains with gravity out the side of your house. Y'all, mine clogged up this week. Fix that. Or it goes into like a big hole and there's a sump pump that pumps it out the side of your house. Y'all, the Nips was, I could have put the bucket under it and watered the plants from the amount of water coming out of the side of his house. And I was like, Jesus Christ, did he leave the air conditioner on 65? And then I was like, probably. So
probably.
So the Nip's house is very cool inside, I'm sure. But it was
he probably wants it like a morgue when he returns. That way, you know, it kills all the bacteria and stuff.
Right, right. That's how it works. But then I went over to the villa. Now, you know, I got there and I opened the door, unlocked the door with my super secret code, and turned off the alarm with my other super secret code, which is the same. And
well, you know the old people.
Well, I know. But then it occurred to me, I almost had to text you because y'all, Big Fatty never showed me how to lock the door with the fancy door lock. Now, I was like, I mean, I'm sure I could Google it and figure it out, but I was like, oh shit. Like, how do I lock this thing back when I'm done? So luckily, I figured it out by accident because I just touched the lock when the door was closed and it was like, broop, you're locked. And I was like, oh, okay. So, but y'all, I flushed the toilet. I checked, I turned on all the sinks so there'd be some water in the pee traps, you know, just so it didn't stink.
Oh, yeah.
Made sure everything was okay. Right, right. There were no incidents, but something happened to me the minute I walked in to the villa. I got very gassy.
What'd you do?
It was like a switch had flipped, and I was like, oh, what? And I was like, where did that come from? But y'all,
blowing it out.
I know. Well, it's a requirement if you're going to be there in the villa. But
yeah.
Yeah. So this is because y'all haven't been texting with Big Fatty only to say everything's fine. Don't worry about it once. And he said, thank you for calling. And that was it. So this is the report, which I'm sure he'll hear. He'll listen to. The villa is fine. Y'all. Dropped them off at the airport last Wednesday morning. Y'all, I had to drive.
At the butt crack of dawn, right?
No. I think I'd picked them up about 11 a.m. And they didn't want to ride in my car, which is fine. Because when I saw the luggage that the three of them had, there was no way they were fitting in the jalopy. Y'all, Ruby Red, that's Big Fatty's Ford Exploder. It couldn't see out the back. Could not see out of the back. There was so much shit in there from that. So dropped them off at the airport. Then I had to drive the thing home. Well, Big Fatty drove to the airport. because only he could figure out how to get to the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got there about 45
minutes.
Couldn't
be chauffeured, but he had to do it himself.
Right, right. And then I had to try to get the seat situated because, y'all, I couldn't fit in there the way he had it. He's so short. He's like 5'2". And couldn't fit. So then I got back.
Just like my dog, short round and on the ground.
Right, I know. Got back, and then I had to try to park that thing in the world's smallest carport.
I don't see how he doesn't crash it every time.
Well, if y'all knew Big Fatty, you would know he crashes things, loses things, etc. So the fact that he's been able to pull Ruby Red into that carport every day for 5 years or however long he's lived there without hitting it. And we're not real sure he hasn't hit it a time or two just because the Nip and I did a walk around of the car and took photos of all the scratches on it so that he wouldn't blame me for them before I would get in the car. And sure enough, we found some. He's like, I didn't know that was there. And I was like, well, you hit something. And so I was like, because he'll blame me. You know he will.
It's the buggy in the Walmart parking lot.
Right.
Just telling him that.
Right. Well. Yeah, so got to go back, and now they've been gone a week almost as you hear this, but got to go back in a few days and start the car. That's also part of my instructions. So I got to start the car so the battery doesn't go dead. And the next Wednesday, I got to go pick them up from the airport. And there's no way I'm driving his car to the airport in the dark. That means I got to go get it out of that garage, out of that carport in the dark. And not hit anything in that little tiny little alley behind it. And I was like, you're going to have to come home in the jalopy. And if you can't fit, we'll just make a second trip. He can go back and get the Nip. We can just leave the Nip there and he can go back and get it. But I was like, because I am not trying to wiggle that. Trying to wiggle that out. So what, if you could be a fly on the wall, what do you think is happening right now on the Big Fatty Cruise? I mean, not at this exact moment, because we know the fat one's asleep, because it's...
Yeah, in a frog position.
Right.
Granny is probably out on the back balcony, taking a little puff of his puffer.
Mm.
Durwood's probably at the bar, having a margarita. The Nip is probably doing multiple COVID tests.
Well, you got to. You got to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were going to place a bet... A monetary bet. Which one would you bet on is the most likely to end up in a Turkish prison? Because they're going to Turkey. Which one? The Nip?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a bet I would take.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's just a matter of time. And we were talking about it. Doc Stone texted me, and y'all, he was telling me the stories, and I'm not going to repeat them because they were just for me. But Doc Stone was texting, y'all, the fact that they made it there with no one being thrown off an airplane or thrown out of an airplane at 30,000 feet, amazing. So, that's all I got. And then on Big Fatty's little show, I heard that he was walking around giving them instructions on how to use the buttons in their Delta One seat.
I heard that as well. And then, while they were all asleep, he was going around being creepy and taking pictures.
Ugh.
Of them sleeping.
Y'all, and you wonder why. Mm-hmm. I told Doc Stone, I'm like, just tell someone you're going to the bathroom and never come back. Just like, I got to run to the bathroom and just go. Like, I'll pick you up at the airport. But, now... When they get back, you're going to have to hear about all of it at Friday at Fatty's.
Oh, yeah.
All the Nip stories.
Fatty is going to have to dedicate at least 2 to 3 little shoes just for Nip stories.
It will make it to October. It will absolutely be October before he finishes talking about this cruise. Since he can't release little shoes on the cruise, we'll be hearing them forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, enough making fun of Big Fatty because, y'all, it's so easy to do. It's when you hear how they're traveling, it's just easy. Now, y'all, we're talking to young Nicholas. And young Nicholas, we're talking to you in your brand new apartment.
Correct.
Now, I don't know anything about it other than you don't have any clothes on and there's booze in your kitchen because he's sitting at the kitchen table. And if you hear the creaking, it's the chair. It's not him being gassy. and it's not the dryer. I thought he had the dryer going just as an homage to Big Ricky. He don't know what that means. But what are you enjoying the new apartment? Are you?
I am. It's actually, I actually look forward to coming home now instead of, oh, I gotta go home. You know, it's actually like, yeah, I gotta go home. Get to see my dog. My dog is always happy to see me until she has to pee. And then she's like, oh, hi, Dad. And she runs out the door. So.
Right, right. That's how the puppies do. Now, did you, I don't know, where do you live? What part of town are you in these days?
I live in Somerville, right off of, you know, so.
Let's not tell
right off the exit of
let's not tell you people your address, because you know there's some crazy people. We love our listeners, but Mrs. La 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 Lauren, she will be at your door like next thing. Like, she'll just be right there like hi. Now, do you have any stomping neighbors above you?
No, I have it's almost like a townhome duplex.
Okay.
So the part next to me is the townhome, which has the upstairs. I actually just have the bottom stairs with an attic.
Okay. Okay.
So, I have no upstairs neighbors.
So no stompersons living above you. Do your neighbors have really loud sex that you get to hear?
No, thank God. But they do have twin boys.
Oh. Are they of age?
No.
Okay. Well then, I'm much less interested in that. Okay, but this isn't your first ever apartment, right? You've lived.
Yeah,
not because I know where you lived, because you lived near the Vader family compound. Apparently, according to the Grin Doctor, you lived basically in my backyard. So
pretty much.
So now you're off on your own. No roommates. No. Wow.
Just me.
Wow. Now, do you have a boyfriend yet? That's what all the horny old men want to know.
No, I do not. Still a single Pringle.
Oh. Well,
I know. It's horrible. Well,
yeah, it's just terrible.
Still haven't christened the new place yet. Either, oh.
Wow. Well, ladies or gentlemen, actually, or maybe both. Y'all, he's taking applications, so... you know how to tweet him. He's Young Nicholas on the Twitty, and just tweet on over there, and maybe he'll invite you over. Now,
maybe.
So, without going into too much graphic detail, I have a gentleman caller, and he's about your age, which is way too young for me, but. He is, let's call him an Olympic bodybuilder. Let's just say. He's comfortable being a homosexual and, you know, all that. But he was like, we were, you know, having the humpity bumpity the other day. Ooh. And he was like, let's go somewhere one weekend. And I was like, okay.
Well. Okay.
I was like, sure, I like to go places. And he was like, I think you should take me to the Mermaid. Well, not like, he doesn't mean like I should pay for him to go to the Mermaid. But you know what I'm saying. He's like, I think you should take me to Myrtle Beach. And I was like, put your pants on.
Oh, not to the
We need to talk about Myrtle Beach. So,
people not from South Carolina think Myrtle Beach is like the Bahamas.
Right, right. Well, and so, I mean, and here's my thing. Like, and I might be a little bit jealous because like, he was like, well, I've never been to a gay bar, and like, which is understandable for your generation. He's a little bit younger than you. And so that's understandable for your generation because there aren't that many. And I was like, well, they've got one in Myrtle Beach. And I was like, I know a lot of people.
Surprisingly, it's still open.
Right, right. I mean, it is today. It may not be tomorrow. So he was like, well, what's it like? So here's what I need to know is – and I just smiled and I said, well, I'll tell you, but you know, I think I might be a little bit jealous. And he was like, why? And I mean, I was like, well, because you're really young and pretty and muscly and tall and whatever. All the men's are going to hit on you, you know? And that's kind of how I played it off, even though I'm not the jealous sort, cause I have no reason to be jealous. But, how would you describe the Pulse Ultra Club to him? Oh, you are big fatty through and through. Just a little bit of the...
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh. Let's see, the Pulse.
How would you describe the Pulse Ultra Club to a 22-year-old who's never been to a gay bar? Who's a Yankee?
Oh, who's a Yankee?
Who Yeah. He's from up north. So,
a smoke-filled.
It's a dive bar. Because he was like, oh, it's just a bar. And I said, oh, they have drag shows. And he's like, actually, I've never seen a drag show in person. And I was like, oh, well, that's not the one you, I was like, well, if you see that one, at least your expectations are low going forward.
Low.
But I was like, ugh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I had
That's the only bar that you can actually smoke in still.
Probably. Well, any bar in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah, true.
Probably can't. I don't tend to go out to bars in Myrtle Beach, but yeah, I had a really hard time with that. Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to explain it other than I don't think if we're going to go somewhere together, I don't think that's where we want to go.
No.
I was like, no. But if you really want to go up there, so anyway, I'll keep everyone posted. We may disappear up there because y'all, the hotels are getting cheap again. In about 2 weeks, they'll be rock bottom cheap. So right now, the Red Roof Inn, y'all, she's $260 a night for this Saturday night.
Jeez, old Pete.
In 2 weeks, she's $59 a night. So it's just, you gotta wait it out. So
yeah, we'll just wait.
Speaking of waiting it out, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game where, y'all, he has on pants, where I give young Nicholas the name of a celebrity born on this day, and he does the hard part. He tells us if they're dead or alive, but y'all, let's see what young Nicholas knows about celebrities. Let's see if he knows who they are. So, yeah. All right. While he's getting a refill of his beverage, y'all, he's just bringing the whole bottle. Let's go ahead and do the first one. I'm going to start off with an easy one. Kobe Bryant.
Y'all, I alive.
Okay.
And we would know him as a screenwriter, play actor. Oh. Also, he also played basketball.
Oh, well. Y'all, Kobe Bryant's dead. but you're correct. He was a basketball player. Yeah, Kobe Bryant. Didn't he die in that helicopter crash?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wasn't that him? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one. Y'all, the music's a little low. We can't make the noise when it makes the thing. Let's see here. Another one. Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Mattel. She is alive. She is a big old mo from RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know which season, but her face scares me. I'll tell you that.
You're correct. And she is alive. Y'all, she is 33 years old.
Whew. There ain't no way she's 33.
Yeah, she's 33. I know, she looks like she's 83, but it's okay. Ooh.
Yeah. It's all that makeup and stretching with the tape.
Right, right.
Brooke Collins.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, unemployed. Let's do this one. River Phoenix.
Ooh, River Phoenix. I want to say dead, and we would know them because Phoenix, Arizona is named after them.
Oh, you are so close. Y'all, this is how I did it. I did this on purpose because young Nicholas is doing pretty good in the dead or alive. So I wanted to see how far we could push him. Y'all, River Phoenix is dead. He's been dead since 1993.
The year I was born.
Shut up. Y'all, he was a child actor, and I remember him from the movie Stand By Me with, of course, Will Wheaton, rather. And he was also in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. He was young Indiana. And he died of a drug overdose in 1993. So, yeah, you know, we have time for one more. Are you up for just one more?
I am ready.
Okay.
Ready
to go. Well, I'm not. let's do another one. Let's do another one that you're never going to get. Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly. Mm-hmm. Well, I have no idea. I'm just going to say.
No, you don't ever admit that. You don't ever admit that.
I don't.
Well, yeah, you just make it up as you go. That's unless you're tired like me, and then you're like, I don't know, like whatever, fat person. You're choosing difficult people.
Gene Kelly. Are they any relation to Gene Simmons?
No. You know, that is not quite how it works, but they could be related.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm taking it. You got nothing. You got nothing.
I got nothing.
Y'all, Gene Kelly is dead. He's been dead since 1996. He was 83 years old. And he was an actor way back in the 40s and 50s. And he was the lead actor there in Singing in the Rain. He got his thing. All right, one more. Can we squeeze in one more? I think we've got a
sure thing. I've got one for you.
Okay, well,
in honor of the fat one.
Okay, go for it.
All right, let's see. Jorge, sorry. Well, I'll just do this. Mario Bergoglio.
Now, listen. I know everyone thinks it's funny when Big Fatty picks these people that are dead as a doornail, and I would never know who they are because they like once walked on in a season of Matlock or something. But you know, that's fine. All right, Mario Bergoglio. So I did not know that today was his birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's an easy one. Mario Bergoglio played the role of A.C. Slater on the Saturday morning hit show Saved by the Bell on NBC. Easy. Easy peasy.
So close.
I know.
Mario Bergoglio. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name. He is actually alive. He took on the name Pope Francis as the current pope.
Oh. Y'all, was there white smoke coming from the Vatican the other day? Because if I were the Pope, I would have been nervous that Big Fatty was there.
Yeah, I would be nervous as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't often take granny's side, but y'all, I know the Vatican. I know its architecture. I know blah, blah, blah. Y'all, I wouldn't have stepped foot in that place. But I'm glad they had a good time. Honestly, if we had done this show before they went to the Vatican, I would have probably guessed that one of them would have been arrested before they left the Vatican, just because knowing them. But I was very surprised. Ooh, Lord. Oh,
I would put my money on the nip.
Well, y'all, the nip almost didn't make it to the Vatican, and none of this surprises me that Big Fatty gave him like the receipt from buying the tickets instead of like an actual ticket. Yeah, you know it was in Italian, and that fat person can barely read English on a printed ticket, much less Italian. Mm-hmm. And then he's blaming the nip, and I'm like, ugh, why didn't you just take an Uber to the damn Vatican? Why did you think you were going to be all local and take the subway? Y'all, bless their hearts. So, anyway. Oh, well, okay. So, we're wrapping up. We're winding down.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I know. You just thought it was long when you were sitting in the background.
I know, when I was just a visitor.
Right. Oh! Was this as just excruciatingly painful as you expected it to be?
The same amount, if not more. Yeah.
Right. Well, I almost suggested that we do this at the villa, but you know he would have gotten all pissy. Would have been like,
what? Oh, he would. Micro-hoist.
But y'all, he left a bottle of wine open on the counter, and I was like, ooh.
Oh.
And I was like, well, if you leave it open on the counter, like, it's going to be bad when you get back. I should have just bought it, but y'all, it's cheap, so I didn't.
Just take one for the team and take it home.
Well, it's been sitting in that hot house for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe. maybe I would pass. Because y'all, it was hot in there. Ooh, it was like 82 degrees. It was sweltering when I walked in. It was warmer inside than outside at this point. So.
Sweaty crack when you left?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you going to come back again? Are you?
Yeah.
Come again?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I hope the deck furniture is okay on the Odyssey of the Seas.
Especially after Granny gets out of it.
Well, that's true. Someone would have to write a letter that's in there next. Can you imagine being in that on that ship after they leave? I hope it's closed for a week. Ugh.
Yeah.